KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have some areas of fog, 51 degrees in Atlantic. We look for the fog to burn off this morning. It'll be mostly sunny here today with a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. A reward of up to $1,000 is being offered by Crime Stoppers for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for several burglaries last weekend in Harlan. According to Harlan Police, several burglaries were reported in the community during the weekend of June 18th and 19th. Officials say in two of the instances, garages were entered and items stolen, while in another instance, the home of an elderly female was entered while she was away due to an illness. Authorities remind residents of the community to secure locks on their homes while they are away. The Harlan Police report also 18-year-old Mitchell Max of Harlan was cited June 17th for fifth-degree theft after he allegedly took items without paying for them from the Hy-Vee food store in Harlan. Max was found to be in possession of a 20-ounce can of the Red Bull energy drink when he was caught. After being cited for the alleged offense, the man was released from custody. And authorities in Harlan said yesterday 26-year-old Tiffany Newcomb of Harlan was arrested this past Monday on an active Shelby County warrant for probation revocation, and that would be related to the possession of a controlled substance charge filed against her on May the 26th. The woman is being held in the Shelby County Jail. Her arraignment on the PCS charge is scheduled for June 27th. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
An Elliott man was arrested Thursday morning in Montgomery County on a drug charge. Sheriff's officials say 44-year-old Sean Darren Dunkerson faces a charge of delivery of marijuana. Dunkerson was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $50,000 cash bond. Sheriff's officials in Audubon County said Thursday a Manning resident was arrested recently on a theft charge. 44-year-old Mark Anthony Stanley of Manning faces a fourth-degree theft charge following an investigation into the theft of property from the 1,000 block of Crane Avenue. Authorities say he allegedly took possession of property belonging to someone else and then destroyed it by taking the property to a scrapyard. Stanley appeared before the magistrate Thursday and was released from custody. His preliminary hearing was set for July 11th. A Carroll County jury has found a Minnesota man guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting death of a northern Iowa convenience store clerk last fall. The jurors deliberated for less than an hour Thursday afternoon before finding 18-year-old Michael Swanson guilty in connection with the November 15, 2010 death of Sheila Myers at a come-and-go store in Humboldt. Swanson will be sentenced to life in prison at a later date. Officials at the Iowa DOT's district office in Atlantic say the intersection at U.S. Highway 59 and Highway 2 in Shenandoah has become a four-way stop. The change went into effect this morning. The four-way stop is being installed as a temporary change to accommodate additional traffic at the intersection due to the flooding and road closures here in western Iowa. No injuries were reported following two separate accidents this week in Harlan. Both crashes were the result of a driver failing to obey a stop sign. The Harlan Police Department says one of the collisions happened Sunday at the intersections of Highways 44 and 59. Officials say Sharon Peterson of Harlan was cited for failure to obey a stop sign after her 2003 Cadillac hit a 2004 Ford Mustang driven by Lori Tarney of Portsmouth. The damages amounted to $3,400. The second accident happened Wednesday at the intersection of Southwest and Industrial Avenues in Harlan. The HPD said Cindy Morrison of Portsmouth was cited for failure to obey a stop sign after her 2005 Hyundai was hit by a 2005 Chrysler driven by Tricia Pearson of Harlan. The damage amounted to $7,000. No injuries were reported following a collision Thursday afternoon between two SUVs in Fremont County. The sheriff's office said the accident happened around 12:10 p.m. just south of Shenandoah. A 1999 Chevy SUV pulling a boat and being driven by Glenn Rolfe of Tarkio, Missouri, was traveling south on Highway 59 when he hit a 2007 Chevy SUV driven by Bobby Jeanette Johnson of Jefferson City, Missouri, as Johnson was turning onto westbound Highway 2 from northbound Highway 59. Authorities say Johnson was cited for failure to yield the right-of-way. Well, the annual Cass County Relay for Life takes place today here in Atlantic from 6 until 11 p.m. at the Atlantic High School track. Carol Schuler is one of the persons who helped organize the event, which serves to raise funds for cancer research, promote awareness, and celebrate those who are cancer survivors. It also acts as a way to remember those who have lost their courageous fight with the disease. Carol said the day actually begins this morning with a Relay for Life tractor ride at the Cass County Community Center.
Anybody who wants to join in on that, they meet about 7:30 up at the Community Center, and they leave from there at 8. They do a tractor ride in southwest Iowa, and they come back to Hy-Vee for a little tractor show.
Some of those tractors will also be at the AHS track this evening. Schuler says there are many activities planned for the evening and wonderful food for you to enjoy.
Our Kiwanis Club, local Kiwanis Club, and Timmer's Barbecue, first time for them, will be selling sandwiches and beverages. And so whether you're a team member or whether you're one of the public who would like to come out and check out Relay, we invite you to come out, have a sandwich, and enjoy the evening.
And at 6:30 tonight, the group Sheltered Reality Drumline will be performing.
It's a group of people who have come together and make wonderful music with drums. Very positive, upbeat way to help kick off that celebration.
Hy-Vee is sponsoring a free cancer survivor social in the high school commons at 4:30 p.m. with registration. Survivors can bring a guest and receive a free purple cancer survivor t-shirt. Those same persons can walk the first lap of the Relay for Life beginning at 6 p.m. The evening winds down with the luminary lighting and the reading of the names of those who have lost their battle with cancer. If you haven't already donated to the cause and want to do so, you can contribute online and find out more information as well at www.relayforlife.org/Cass County IA. KJAN News, time is 7:14.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, 94-year-old Isla Knudsen of Harlan died Sunday. Funeral services for Isla Knudsen will be this morning at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 102-year-old Floyd Sherburn, who's formerly of Guthrie Center, died June the 12th in Georgia. Funeral services for Floyd Sherburn will be today at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 77-year-old Glenn Rokolds of Greenfield and formerly of Adair died May the 25th. Graveside services and burial for Glenn Rokolds will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Canby Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 63-year-old Greg Barnett of Atlantic died Saturday. Visitation with the family of Greg Barnett will be held on Monday from 10:30 until 11:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 88-year-old Willis Blatt of Avoca died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Willis Blatt will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. 87-year-old Wendell A. Larson of Elkhorn died Thursday in Omaha. Services for Wendell Larson are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. 54-year-old Alan D. Stephenson of Adair died Thursday at the Dallas County Hospital in Perry. Services for Alan Stephenson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. And 80-year-old Bob Stoll Jr. of Orient died Thursday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Bob Stoll Jr. are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.